I mean, to lose 4-0 is galling. I understand the fans' frustrations, but you know, that was tough to watch that second half. I mean, it was far too easy for Rotherham second half.
Given the week you've had, Neil, do you consider your own future? Do you think, you know, maybe you might not be the person to lead?
Well, I mean, that'll be in the hands of other people to decide, and you know, I can only apologise for that performance to the supporters.
You wouldn't consider resigning?
No, it's not in my nature to resign. I don't want to resign. I know I want to keep going, but you know, more performances like that will make the position untenable almost.
Yeah. Do you not think that's what it is now at the moment, given that latest defeat?
Possibly. You know, but again, it's not my decision. It hurts. You know, it really hurts. It's been a difficult week. You know, on and off the field. But that, you know, you're hoping for a response today. We've been playing okay the last few games, but I mean, I've seen it, you know, it's Huddersfield. There's been other games away from home where we've lost our way in the game, and we've done that again today.
People will see the result and wonder if what happened last weekend in the newspapers had any bearing on that at all.
Well, I don't think so, but like I said, it's happened on a key, you know, too many times from Alec and away from home. And, you know, our home form's been pretty decent, but away from home, and we didn't roll our sleeves up enough. We didn't sort of dig in when the going got tough, and we made it too easy for Rotherham.
Do you still believe that you can survive in the Championship? 23 games, midway point in the season.
Well, not on performances like that, you know. We will have to change. You know, we have to change our mentality. We have to change our work ethic. We can't. We're in the game at 0-0. Even at 1-0, we're in the game. But as soon as the second goal goes in, the head's just dropped.
Neil, do you feel the distractions, including what's happened this week, have counted negatively against the preparation for this game?
Well, no, it's not affected the preparations, but, you know, it may have had a negative effect, yes. It may have.
What did you make of what's happened, how it's been reported, and what have you for the last week?
Well, I only want to say one thing on it. If it's caused anyone any upset or any duress, I apologise, and that's all I want to say on it.
A result, a game, a performance like this, is there any way back from it? Can players come back from that as quickly as they need to against Blackburn now?
We'll have to, you know, they'll have to find more, because that was nowhere near good enough. You know, we didn't play particularly well in the first half, although Zach had a great chance, and, you know, at 0-0 you're well in the game. But as soon as the first goal goes in, and I'm not criticising Ben at all, maybe he should have saved it, but he made two brilliant saves after that. But it's the people in front of him have to take responsibility. You know, I've got enough experience on the pitch, I've got enough, you know, nice around the Championship to know what it takes to play in this, and we're not showing that, or we didn't show it.
Two players missing today, Josh Feller and Mark Davis, both linked with moves elsewhere. Was that anything to do with not playing them, or was it an injury?
No, they're both injured. Mark has a slight knee problem, and Josh is the same injury that missed the Fulham game with.
Have you had any inquiries about your players so far?
Well, there's been an inquiry for Josh from Cardiff. Whether that is confirmed or goes through, I don't know yet.
Will that be out of your hands?
Yes.
That was disappointing, was that the fans finally turned, Neil, because you've spoke really glowingly of them this season.
Well, you know, I can understand it. You know, they come out in their thousands again today and give a great atmosphere, and they deserve better than that. So, yeah, I mean, they've been in football a long time and they deserve better.